Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as always. We're going to talk about, I want to continue to talk about this concept of community. We were just talking to Scott Fox a minute ago and about this idea of communities. And as you contemplate social media, and I know you're contemplating it, You're thinking about it. You're feeling a little bit. If you're not using social media, if you're not using any of the online social media sites like MySpace or Twitter or LinkedIn, if you're not using any of those, you're probably feeling like, you know, what am I missing? You're a little intimidated. You're anxious about it because you hear other people talking about it, and you're thinking, I should be doing something about that. But I don't know how. And is it too late for me to do something about it? Because, you know, people have been talking about it for a long time, and I'm so far behind I can't get caught up, et cetera, et cetera. Or you've been there. You've gone to, you have a Facebook account, a Facebook page. You went to Twitter and looked around, and it didn't make any sense to you. It just seemed silly to you. Guess what, folks? It's okay. It is kind of silly. Some of it is silly. Some of it is really silly. And some of the stuff that you see on social media sites is very silly. And I don't like it either. It's not something that I care about. It's not something that I participate in. But here's what we got to realize, folks. Let me explain something to you that's going on right now. Social media, as it currently is known, is pretty much one location or several locations that are doing almost the same thing. And they're combining, to a large degree, they're combining the personal activity with the business activity. That's clearly what's happening on Twitter right now. On Facebook, most, you know, Facebook is typically a personal site, right? Although the business does encroach on that. You have a lot of business people who like to give out their Facebook address and encourage people to go there and to be their friend on Facebook. LinkedIn.com is typically more the professional site. There's some personal things that go on in those sites, but pretty much LinkedIn is for you in terms of your profession. If you're whatever you do, you put that information up there, and in a way, it's a little bit of an online resume, whether you're looking for a job or not. But you link to other people and you reach out to them because they're now part of your community. And see, this is the thing that's common for every single one of these sites, this concept of community. And those of you who've been listening to my show for a long time know that I've been talking about this for years. I've been talking about the concept of community really since 1998. I started talking about networking and about building communities over 10 years ago. Long before anybody ever came up with a social networking site. So I'm saying that to tell you that I've been thinking about this a long time, and that's the reason why when I see all this social networking, as I've said before, is redundant. Don't use that term. But social media, as it's currently known, we have to use that a little bit longer because that's what everybody knows. I'm trying my best to get that term not be to be used when it comes to business applications, as you've heard me say before. But all the social media, when I see all this social media stuff going on, and I see what's happening on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, here's what I see. I see communities being built. That's it. It's that simple. Communities are being built. Communities for families. Communities for business. Communities for new friends. For old friends. For schoolmates, etc., right? We come back. I want to talk some more about this concept of community right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Walk on the wire just to catch my breath. I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left. There's the Who bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Or if you just can't remember that, it's just remember Jim Blassingame. That's you know, maybe it might not be easier to spell, but it's maybe easier to remember. Jim Blassingame with one S.com, and that'll get you there as well. When you get there, whatever it takes to get you there, we don't care about that. We're glad you're here. And when you get there, you can ask a question of AskJim.biz. Which is right off the homepage. You can check out my blog, which is right there on the homepage. Click right off. It's just one click off the homepage. My newsletter, you can see a sample of a recent newsletter right there and decide if you like it or not. And if you do, we hope you'll subscribe and allow us to follow you home with the newsletter. We'll follow you home with the blog as well, by the way, if you subscribe to that. And, of course, all the other things we do there. We've got about 1,600 Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. And we got thousands of archives of past interviews on every topic under the sun. Same thing with articles. Thousands of those that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. So lots of stuff there. Hope you'll check it out. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. So follow me there if you get a chance. Speaking of Twitter, speaking of social media, speaking of communities, that's what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about communities. Ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that I want you to get out of this time we have together, and the only thing that I want you to think about when you consider, when you're anxious about, when you're confused about, when you're frightened of, when you're irritated at social media, any of the whole thing, or when you're excited about it, when you love it, when you know, some people are, folks, some people are just, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. They feel like they've, you know, the whole world has been dumped at their footsteps. But and I will tell you this, there are people who are making money with social media. They're in the minority right now, but there are people who are. But here's the thing that I want you to think about. Regardless of your emotion, regardless of how you're feeling about it, regardless of how much you know about social media, I want you to remember this: community. Actually, to be more accurate, communities, plural. Think about in your life, and as I say, this is something I started telling you guys about over 10 years ago. Think about in your life the different little groups of people that are part of your world. You've got your faith life. Whatever you, if you go to church or synagogue or whatever, you've got a group of people there who are there. That's a community. You've got your neighborhood. That's a community. You've got your old friends. That's a community. You got your new friends. That's a community. The people you graduated from high school with. That's a community. The people you work with. Your vendors. Your customers. Those are all communities. And you manage. You are the nexus. You are the hub of each one of those communities. All those communities revolve around you, and your communities are unique to everybody else's. And your business has communities too. And so all social media is a better way of defining and connecting with and serving those communities. That's all social media is. So now let's think about your customers. Let's, you know, now that you've kind of understood, you understand a little bit about what how the communities work, let's talk about your customers. Because, see, as a business owner, that's really all you care about right now, right? You want to take care of your customers. That's the most, as a business owner, the most important community in your world is the community that you built with customers. And you have multiple customer communities. You got customers who only want your services. You have customers, and that's a community. You have customers who only want your products, and that's a community. You have customers who want both, and that's a community. You have customers who only like, you know, this particular product that you sell. And, you know, there are places that I do business with, and I only want one thing that they sell, and they sell 100 things. I only like that one thing. So I'm in a community with that company of with all the people who only like that one thing. Believe it or not, folks, it will break down that finitely, that granular. There'll be that kind of a granular differentiation of demarcation of communities. And the better you get at this, the more you'll be able to serve these communities. And the technology will help you do that. And that's the beauty of the social media technology. Like blogging, like Twitter, like Facebook, like LinkedIn. But more importantly, what I want you to do is I want you to think about the communities that you build on your own platforms. Not on Twitter, not on LinkedIn, not on Facebook, but on your own platforms. See, the reason I want you to be involved in Twitter and Facebook is not so that you can get rich there. That's not it at all. What I want you to do on these sites is to learn about how the technology works, to learn about how people behave in communities. That's what I want you to do. And once you learn that, you can do this for free. And you're not getting behind. In fact, you're pretty much staying close to the pack as long as you are participating on these sites. Get over the silliness. Get over the person who tells you what they're having for lunch on Twitter. Get over the silliness. Just get over it and participate. Join and learn about how, number one, to use the technology, number two, how to build a community on those sites, and number three, how to serve and maintain those communities. And we're going to talk about that. When we come back, I want to talk about how to do it on your platforms, not Twitter, not Facebook. It belongs to you, your business's Twitter, so to speak. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I was a dandy. Yeah, my kind. I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the past. Don't regret it. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. We're talking about communities, ladies and gentlemen. It's just you and me, and we're talking about, now I want to talk about building your own platform to launch your own communities. And so it could be, it's very simple, folks. You don't have to replicate Twitter or Facebook or anything like that. You could do it with a newsletter. You could do it with a blog. Are any of you, if you're sending out an email marketing campaign, if you're following customers with their email, and they've given you their email address and you're sending them updates, information, content, whatever you might be sending them periodically, guess what? You've created an online community. And see, folks, if you haven't been doing that, that's all it takes for you to build an online community, for you to get started doing that. It's just baby steps, ladies and gentlemen. Don't try to eat this thing all at once. It's baby steps. So here's, if you say, okay, Blasingame, I give up. I surrender. I'm going to start doing this. You know, you haven't talked me into it. I'm just tired of hearing you talk about it, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to believe you for one day. Just one day. Give me one day. Today, or think about it today and do it tomorrow. Start asking customers if they would give you their email address. tell them that you're going to be, even if you don't have anything ready to send them, just say, we're going to be keeping our customers. Say it like this, folks. Write this down. It's going to be a test. We're going to be keeping our customers updated with new information about this thing that you like here, this product, whatever it is. We're going to be giving you updates. We're going to be following up with our customers with industry information, new ways to use our products. If there are any concerns, if we find out something that you need to know about quickly, we're going to be sending that out to you, and it's going to be very and probably from time to time we'll be sending you out some special offers where you can get a discount on some things. If you say what I just said to customers, 9 out of 10 of them will give you their email address. Some of them, 5 out of 10, will say, well, what are you going to do with this address? And you say, it'll never leave our operation. I'll never sell it. I'll never give it to anybody else. We'll protect it as much as we possibly can. That's your privacy policy. So you do that. So they give you their email address, and then you go find a company that can help you manage that list and can help you produce an email newsletter. And the one I use is Constant Contact, ConstantContact.com. There are a bunch of them out there. Those are just the folks that I use. I know them. You know Gail Goodwin. She's been on here before many times. Anyway, find a company like that to help you manage the list, help you get your program ready, and then get them ready. Start doing it. If you need some help, if you're like me, you're a little long in the tooth. There, you have some young employees that can help you with this. Give them that assignment. They'll love it. They'll be all over it. But what you've got to do is you've got to protect those emails addresses, produce the content, and then distribute it. Now, ideally, you do it on a regular basis. Regular meaning every 2 weeks or once a week or something like that. Don't do it too much. More than once a week is too much. But regardless, that email marketing is another topic. We've talked about that plenty. But what you've done now is you built an email marketing community, and you're doing social media. Now this community is not on LinkedIn. It's not on Facebook or Twitter. It's yours. It belongs to you. And you can do the same thing later with a blog. You can do the same thing later with a lot of different things once you get to be a little more advanced. So start building these communities, start defining them, start serving them, and remember, though, you establish the values of that community. You can't control how the community operates, but you establish the values, and the values are this. This is my company. This is what we do. This is what we stand for. This is the information we're going to send you. We're not going to abuse you as the subscriber, and these are the values that we established. We're not going to over-commercialize this. Those are your values, and you build that into the community. Now, your next step, and we'll talk about that in another day, the next step is to build a community where members can talk to each other. Your customers can talk to each other about how they work with, how they do business with you. And that's the next level. And you can go to that next level, but first, baby steps. Think about that. Community, ladies and gentlemen, that's all social media is. That's all online customer communities are their communities. Think about it. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.